Meanwhile, it's 2.5 minutes after 5, and I got some business to tend to here. You're listening to member-supported KCRW, Santa Monica, Los Angeles, KDRW, Santa Barbara, KCRI, Indio Palm Springs, KCRU, Oxnard, Ventura, and KCRY, Mojave. We are a community service of Santa Monica College and NPR for Southern California. And I'm Bo Leibowitz, and I have a guest here this morning, Leroy Downs. Hi, Leroy.
Hey, good morning.
Nice to see you back here again.
Yes, it's great to be here at KCRW, man, hanging with Mr. Bo.
Well, thank you, thank you. And you've got a special project coming up that I still haven't quite got my mind around exactly what it is, but it involves jazz on television.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because even though I tell folks that, you know, hey, we're doing a jazz television show, I still get the deer in the headlights look, like, what on earth are you talking about? But it's called The Jazz Creative, and basically what we're going to be doing is interviewing a lot of the great musicians of our time right now and talking to them and having some live performance on there as well. And so it'll be a combination of both. We really get into some great conversations. Not necessarily interview, they're conversations just like we're having now. But it'll be on the Aspire Network. We're premiering on February the 26th. That is a Friday, I believe, February 26th, 10 p.m. here on the West Coast. And it'll be all the way on the East Coast as well at 1 a.m. On the Aspire Network. Now, you may not ask, what channel is
that? That was my next question.
I wish it were that easy, you know? I wish I could say that, hey, it's on your television on channel 28. But basically, everyone lives in different area codes, and everyone has a different cable station. So you might have Time Warner, somebody else might have AT&T or Verizon or what have you.
Well, how does one find Aspire TV in Los Angeles?
Well, you first go to your cable station to see if you have Aspire. Now, are you going to flip through all your channels to find out when you come across Aspire? That would probably be difficult. One quick and easy way, I can tell you, is to hop on over to thejazzcat.net. I have an article about the Jazz Creative and the television show, and then there's an Aspire icon. If you click it, what happens is it says put your zip code in here and choose your cable station. And once you click that, it says, oh, your cable station is channel 185 or channel 271.
Gotcha.
So it's a little
complicated, but kind of straightforward.
A little complicated, but straightforward. And if you don't, you know, have an opportunity to go to the website and do that, I'm sure you can find it on your television network when you're flipping through your dials. I mean, obviously, you probably know what station CNN is on because you look at that all of the time, but there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of channels, and Aspire is one of them.
Is Aspire a fairly new channel, to your knowledge?
To my knowledge, it is. It's created by the world-famous Irvin Magic Johnson, so it's his dream child, and, you know, all stations need content. Well, let me ask you, the last time you turned on television and wanted to be entertained by something on television, how many channels did you actually flip through before you got to something that you settled on watching?
Well, I must preface this by saying that I'm a complete TV addict, and I'm flipping all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I give it 10 seconds. If it doesn't work, I'm going somewhere else, you know.
Well, let me tell you, when you come across the Jazz Creative, you're going to give it more than 10 seconds.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Absolutely,
sure
you're going to dig it.
Let me ask, is there some connection as well with the Blue Whale? Are you doing performance work also?
Well, here's what happened. Originally, you know, the Blue Whale is just the epicenter of all this beautiful music here in Los Angeles.
Absolutely. What a great club.
It is a great club. And June Lee is just one fabulous human being.
I know. They had a big benefit there last night. I wasn't able to make it, but I heard it was spectacular.
I'm sure it was. All of those players are fantastic. And even though I wasn't able to make it either, I'm definitely going to go down and support by, you know, dropping my dollars off. But originally, as a tribute to June and the Blue Whale being the epicenter of all this original creative music, we first titled the show called Live from the Blue Whale. And we wanted to have that to be the name of the show because I thought it would do great things for June's name. I mean, he's already on the map, but it just makes it a bigger beacon across the world. But people got confused with Live from the Blue Well because they thought that it was streaming live from the Blue Well.
Right.
The musicians who were playing there thought they were going to be streaming. All of the customers thought were looking for the stream. And that was not the case. That was just the name of the show that we were going to put on television. So we did do one show, and we did call it Live from the Blue Well. It featured Gerald Clayton as well as Matt Stevens. And we did some interviews with them and had some performance there. So we did change the name. It's called the Jazz Creative now. And what we're doing is, we'll be broadcasting from a number of different places. So we do film at the Blue Well. We filmed in Monterey, and there's other different locations. There might be other clubs, other cities that will be hooking up with all of these artists, getting there, having conversations with them, and getting some live performance.
Sounds wonderful. And I know your first show is the 26th of February. And who are you featuring? I understand it's Terrence Blanchard.
Yes. I was wondering about how we were going to do this, but this particular show has Terrence Blanchard, Jason Moran, and Christian McBride in it, as well as performance by Theo Croker and Cameron Graves. We're going to hear some of that music tonight, of course. I wasn't sure how we're going to put all of these guys in one, but it's our premiere show. It's the first one, man, so we want to give it to everyone with a big bang.
Well, let's start off with a little music from Terrence Blanchard. This is one of my favorite recordings of his. It's called Jazz in Film. And what we're going to hear is Jerry Goldsmith's theme for Chinatown with Terrence Blanchard on trumpet, Kenny Kirkland on piano, Reginald Veal on bass, and Carl Allen on drums.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, music from the great Terrence Blanchard. And it's so fitting to play these tunes. This tune is from his album called A Tale of God's Will. And beautiful piece of music, of course, one called Mantra. And we started out with Jazz and Film, one that features Joe Henderson on it, Donald Harrison, Steve Turay, all these great cats on the music. The tune was called Chinatown. And the thing about it is, when we're talking to Terrence on the show, he's actually talking about filmmaking. You know, he did the soundtrack for the brand new movie that's out with Spike Lee,
right?
Called Chi-Raq.
And I understand you're having Jason Moran is another guest that you're going to be interviewing. Not the first show, perhaps, but is it a later show? Or
we stuck them all into one show,
great.
Man. We wanted to make it pretty jam packed.
And so. He's another film composer.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure exactly how many films that Jason's done, but he did one called Selma that was pretty famous.
Absolutely.
And popular.
Yeah.
And so, we got a chance to talk to Jason, got a chance to see him do some improvisation. Just, hey, you want to see how that works? Yeah. And he hops right on the piano and he starts playing and kind of explains the process. This is kind of what the Jazz Creative is all about. Just looking behind the window of these beautiful musicians and their minds and seeing how they work and how they compose music. You know, it's I think the world would love jazz a lot more if they understood it. I think a lot of them are scared of it because so many other people really know it and they don't, so they're afraid to open up themselves to take that in. And I think television will help warm that up a little bit.
Well, exposure is the key to all this because jazz is a difficult music. I mean, it's not something that, well, you can listen to it casually, but to get the full pleasure out of it, you know, there's so much to it. There's so much history. You know, you hear a soloist and he becomes your friend because you recognize that voice. It's an individual voice. But it does take exposure. I mean, it's, you know, it's not a coincidence that jazz sells, you know, like 4% of the market or whatever, because it is a challenging music to many people. But it's certainly worth the effort to explore. And the more you explore, the more you learn and the more you want to find out.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, you know, for those of us like you and I and people that are staying up to the wee hours of the morning to hear this great music, you've invested a part of yourself in the music. So when you hear that jazz is you. And for those who haven't quite, you know, gone to the deep end of the pool in terms of the music, I think that television is a beautiful way for something like that to happen. You know, it just allows for, you know, so much. It just allows for people to get a chance to activate a couple of different senses. You know, they get a chance to see what's going on with visually, and they also get a chance to hear it inside themselves as
sure.
well.
Sure, it's like YouTube. You know, I mean, before YouTube, you couldn't see all these great artists performing live, perhaps, but now there's so much available. It's so wonderful. I mean, I saw one the other day. I couldn't believe it. Thelonious Monk with the Duke Ellington Orchestra.
Yeah, well, YouTube is kind of, you know, taking over the world in terms of everybody hopping online and checking out these things that they haven't seen before. And I think that's really admirable. You know, it's a great platform for people to learn. And but there are a lot of us who still, you know, who still like television. And that's a great way for folks to learn as well. You know, they can check out.
Oh, yeah, it's not exclusionary. I mean, you can check them all out. How long are the shows? Are they an hour length or?
I wish they were. They're 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And I think that 30-minute burst, if we fill it up with lots of great stuff, gives people just enough time to get their mouths watering. And, you know, for people who want more and like, is that it? That's all I saw? Well, there's a site called All Music Television. And you can go to All Music Television. You'll be able to see the full performance or the full breath of what you missed in the full interview. It'll be a subscription thing, 99 cents a month, which I don't think is bad to get all this great music,
no,
you know. And the thing about music is that people aren't used to paying for it anymore. So we need to bring that back in terms of letting people know that, hey, when you go to all these free concerts during the summer and free concert and free jazz, they get this thing in their mind subliminally that, you know, the music is free. But these musicians and people like ourselves, we invest a lot of time into entertaining you and making this music a part of your life. And people have to understand that it's not free.
And as much as you and I, I'm sure, envy the life of a jazz musician.
Yes, indeed.
It ain't all roses.
Not all roses at all, man.
I mean, you got to play a lot of tough gigs, and you got to keep looking for it.
Yeah.
You got to be out there searching, because there is so much talent, so much good talent out there. And it's not an easy living to make, let's say.
No, it's not. But, you know, the thing about it is they invest themselves in the music. And the benefit of that is we get it. The end product is we have this beautiful breath of music to listen to. And we should all realize that that just doesn't pop up and appear, you know.
No, and the musicians themselves, regardless of the monetary aspect, they get their own rewards from playing.
As we get our own rewards from, you know, broadcasting this music on the air. And I'll get those same rewards from interviewing the guys and talking to the guys and playing it on television. It's part of our lives. It's what we are on the planet to do, and actually what we have to do, whether we get paid or not. And many times we don't. So this will just be a great platform for...
I can attest to that, by the way.
Yeah. It'll be a great platform for just folks who love the music. It's really for them. If you love jazz, this is really for you. And if you don't know about jazz that much, this is really for you. And if you're just getting into jazz, this is really for you. I mean, I think if you learn about the musician, you learn about them as a person, you learn who they are and how they function, and you hear these words out of their mouth, and then you hear all of this great music, you're really going to dig it. We're listening right now, actually, to Jason Moran. This album is on the Blue Note Jazz label, and it's called 10. The piece is called Feedback, Part Number 2. Well, who else can play the bass like that? The album is called Conversations with Christian, and that's the one and only Christian McBride. He's got a lot of different folks that he's doubling up with here on the album, and this is Angelique Kidjo. The tune is called Africa, and the album, Conversations with Christian. And we played some music from Christian because Christian McBride will be on the show too, talking a little bit about coming up in Philadelphia, life in Philly, and things of that nature. So we got some really good, interesting things there.
You know, it's really funny, speaking of YouTube before, somebody sent me a YouTube clip of an interview with Miles on some afternoon show from like the 70s, you know, and they had it was in Philadelphia, and they had some students that were playing in the background band, and then they would bring up some trumpeters to play, and Miles would give an opinion, usually one word, you know.
I think I've seen this, but yes.
Yeah, but the bass player was Christian McBride. He was 18 or something at the time. And the organ player was Joey DeFrancesco. And I remember one track, they brought this trumpet player out. He wasn't very accomplished, let's say. And they asked Miles about him. And Miles' only comment was, "Who's the organ player?" He sounds pretty good, you know.
Yeah. Miles, man. And, you know, speaking of film, this weekend at the Pan African Film Festival.
Yeah, everybody's waiting for this one.
Miles Ahead. Great biopic. Well, it's not a biopic of Miles Davis, but it is. It's a little point in time in lifetime when you get a chance to learn about and see what Miles Davis's life was all about. And, of course, hear some great music.
Yeah, yeah.
But back to the jazz creative. Yes, I work with a gentleman by the name of Fred Smith. He's been working at CBS Television for a number of years, knows all about television and loves jazz. And I know all about jazz and love jazz. So it was just kind of a natural marriage of sorts. So we came together. I produced a jazz television show maybe a decade ago. I produced it, filmed it, edited it, and it's been sitting in my pocket for a long time just because I didn't have the right platform. You know, I didn't know where to take it. I know jazz. I don't know television. So it was,
right.
I was kind of scared to take it to some places because it's my only shot at it. I don't want anybody to say, "Hey, this is great. Here, let me see that and take it." And the next thing you know, their name is on it and they'll give me like, you know, $5,000 and say thank you. And then they're off doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So this was a great opportunity. Fred Smith is a guy who loves jazz. He's you know, I host a Monterey Jazz Festival every year. He's been there. He's heard me on the radio. He's seen the Billy Higgins show that we produce. Basically, everywhere that I've been, I think Fred has been as well. So it was just a time for him to say, "This is something that I want to do." And we met, and it's just ever since then, it's like I'm already hyped about it. And, you know, one of the things I really love to do, just talk to our fellow musicians, man. Get inside their head. I get inside their head when I'm playing their music. And this is just, television is a great way to share all of these beautiful thoughts. I think that if you look at somebody like Cameron Graves, who we're listening to now, he's actually one of the pianists on the West Coast Get Down. This is a brand new album by him called The Planetary Prince.
I'm not familiar with him, I must confess. So,
well, you know, Kamasi Washington's here on the album playing saxophone.
Oh, fabulous.
The West Coast Get Down is a group of gentlemen in this town, and each one of them is a leader, but they all come together and they play with each other. And Kamasi is the first album out of that large pool of music. But what we've done is actually Cameron appeared on our Christmas jazz show. But yeah, television is a great platform to learn. And I think the idea behind it is, if you don't know who this artist is, if we give a chance to introduce them to you, you get a chance to hear them talk. They talk about how they grew up. And you hear the humanizing factor behind a human being. You hear that he's a human, but he can play. So you start saying, oh, wow, he drives one of those cars? Or, oh, yeah, I was over there. Then you start feeling like you know the individual. Then you're more open to listening to the music. And then next time you see that name on a billboard somewhere or something like that, you know, you'll go see the show. You're in the record store. You'll buy the CD. And then the biggest thing is you start sharing it with the people that you love. And that's how we spread these good vibrations of jazz.
Yeah. And you know, you need to recognize the voice of the musician. And I'm not talking about a speaking voice. I'm talking about their musical voice, because it all sort of snowballs from there. You know, I mean, when I started out listening, you know, I heard an Art Blakey record, and I didn't know anything about the music. It was like a duck to water type thing, where I just knew that I liked what I heard. And I think Jackie McLean was on the record, and, you know,
yeah,
boy, he sounds good. So I'll get me a Jackie McLean record, and then who pops up but Blue Mitchell. So you get a Blue Mitchell record, and then you're on to Junior Cook. And, you know, it just keeps its permutations.
Oh, this is exactly how
Because they all have their individual voice. It's so great to be able to. We used to have these blindfold tests when I lived in Boston among these nerd people like myself, you know, and we would play stuff and try and stump each other. And these were pretty knowledgeable people. And it was a lot of fun, because you do get to know these people through their musical voice.
Yeah, that's exactly how I learned the music. I went to Fairfax High School, and, you know, I kind of grew up in hip-hop a little bit. You know, that's the station that we were listening to as a kid. But I got so tired of the repetition and the popularity and the same song being played 7 times in a day, and I just knew that there was more out there. So I was right across the street from Aaron's Records, and, you know, that's what I did. And you can walk out of there with an album for 99 cents. And so, you know, $40-$50 later, you know, you come out, and then you're spending time learning. And you're not just learning all of these new artists and all of this new music. You're actually learning a part of yourself. You're reaching deep inside yourself with these vibrations. And that's kind of what we want the jazz creative to be all about. You know, you're activating two senses there, the visual and the audible, and of course the vibrations that come across your body. So you get a chance to actually not just experience it, but become knowledgeable about it. And then it becomes you, and you start to love the music.
Right. Is that Kamasi in the background there that I hear?
That is Kamasi Washington, along with Ryan Porter on trombone, Philip Dzak on the trumpet, as well as Hadrian Freud on bass, Thundercat playing bass, Ronald Bruner on the drums. All part of the West Coast Get Down, for sure. The album is called Planetary Prince. Cameron Graves, the pianist, one of the cats that appeared on the Christmas show that we put out, Christmas Jazz with Leroy Downs. We're going to listen to a little bit of this and get into someone else who's actually doing some performance on the Jazz Creative on February 26th on the Aspire Network. You're going to dig it.
All right. We'll be right back. That sounds sweet. That's Theo Croker on trumpet. And do I detect a tabla in there, perhaps?
I'm sure there is, man.
It just sounded like it to me.
Yeah, he's got cats on the album like Roy Hargrove and Stefan Harris. This is a Dede Bridgewater, I should say, protege. He's actually the grandson of, now why am I forgetting his name, the great trumpet player that was on The Tonight Show for so many years, Doc Severinsen.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's got Kareem Riggins playing the drums. Yeah, I don't see a tabla on here, but it features Stefan Harris on vibraphone, Theo Croker, Kareem Riggins, Michael Bowie on acoustic bass, David Gilmour out of New York, and Sullivan Fortner on the Fender Rhodes. Good stuff.
Quite a band, quite a band. If you're just tuning in, it's about 17 minutes now before 6 o'clock, and this is Bo here with you with my guest this morning, Leroy Downs, and we're talking about a television program and a whole movement called the Jazz Creative that Leroy is hosting beginning on February 26th. Where some of these people that you're hearing right now will be featured and interviewed by Leroy. Leroy, how often is the show on?
Well, right now it'll be a monthly show. So we have February 26th, Friday, February 26th on the Aspire Network, and we've got another slot on March 25th on the Aspire Network. So we eventually like it to be a weekly show. That means that we need to get sponsor money in and stop paying for it out of our pockets.
Right.
But the investment is worth it. You know, it's something that we need to get out there on the air. And I think, you know, once people start seeing it on a regular basis with some consistency, they won't have the deer in the headlight look. They'll be looking forward to seeing jazz on television, which is, you know, it's what we want, man.
And
we,
once again, it's the Aspire TV network, and you have to do a little searching, but I'm sure you'll be able to check it out. And you can check it out through Leroy's website,
yeah,
which is the Jazz Cat.
That's right, thejazzcat.net. So you can go there. There'll definitely be an article there, right on top about the Jazz Creative. And you'll get a chance to see the Aspire logo there. You just click it, and then it'll ask you for your zip code, and it'll ask you which cable network you have, and just click that, and it'll say, oh, you can watch it on channel 185. And then what I suggest is that you DVR it. You set the timer for 10 p.m. on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. That way you can watch it, but you won't miss it. You'll get a chance to see it again. We actually interview Terrence Blanchard, Jason Moran, and as well as, of course, Christian McBride, who we heard a little earlier. And we're going to see live performances from Theo Croker, who you just heard from his album called The Afrophysicist.
I'm going to have to get that one. That one sounds really good.
Well, you're with me, man. You know you got it. If I have it, you have it. So that one's The Afrophysicist, Theo Croker. We heard something a little earlier from Cameron Graves from his brand new album called Planetary Prince, who will actually be performing at the Blue Whale, I believe, on the 27th of February. So the television show will come out, people will see him, and hopefully they'll go right out to the Blue Whale to check that music out live.
Sounds great. Yeah. So you got something queued up for us, Leroy?
Yes, actually I do. It's another one from Terrence, the Terrence Blanchard Group, Choices is the name of the album. And this one is great because Terrence did an interview with Cornel West, and it was so inspiring to them that he put music behind a lot of the different phrasings of his voice. And Jason Moran kind of does the same thing with voice as well. We'll play both.
Sounds good.
Check it out. The album is called Choices, and the tune is called Introduction by Cornel West. Maybe it's not that one. I think it's this one.
Beethoven says that music is deeper than philosophy. That's why I got that picture of Ludwig looking at that brother every day. Mm-hmm. I said, well, Ludwig, what do you mean music is deeper than philosophy? Mm-hmm. He says, well, because in the end, we finite creatures, we don't have a language or even a linguistic eloquence that can begin to be fully truthful to the experiences that we have the short time we're here in time and space.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we need some sounds, even some noise, organized noise.
Right.
We need silence between the notes and the sounds that get at the deeper truths of who we are. Now, that's not a statement against linguistic eloquence, but is one that it recognizes the varieties of eloquence. And therefore, it requires a deep courage.
Efendim anne, oturuyoruz anne. Yani duymadım ben hiçbir tane telefonu, biliyor musun? Şimdi gördüm. Oturuyoruz sırasında, konuşuyoruz yani. Şu an sesimi çekiyor, alem ya. Sesimi çekiyor, hani müzik yapmak için demiştim ya ben sana, hatırlıyor musun? Ya çok komik ya, olamadım. Bütün kapalı çarşı, Sultan Ahmet, Don Kapı Palas, açtım.
Music live from Jason Moran. It's Jason Moran and the bandwagon of Torres Mateen and Nasheed Waitch. Jason Moran, Terrence Blanchard, Theo Croker, Christian McBride, and Cameron Graves all appearing on the Jazz Creative. That's February the 26th at 10 p.m. here on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast on the Aspire Network. You can check it all out at allmusictelevision.net or thejazzcat.net.
Well, that's going to wrap it up this morning here, Leroy. I want to thank you for coming down and enlightening us all about this new venture that you're involved with. And first of all, let me remind everybody that you're listening to Members Supported, KCRW Santa Monica, Los Angeles, KDRW Santa Barbara, KCRI Indio Palm Springs, KCRU Oxnard Ventura, and KCRY Mojave. We are a community service of Santa Monica College and NPR for Southern California. And good luck, Leroy, with everything that's coming up for you.
Thank you. You know, we're, like I said, right now the show is on monthly. Eventually, we'd like it to be a weekly program. And, you know, as I mentioned, allmusictelevision.net, the goal is to do a television network where we not only do jazz, but eventually we do all music. So you'll be able to turn on a network like Aspire, but it will be called All Music Television, and we'll have this program and lots of content on there. But for now, we got the Jazz Creative.
Sounds good. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a happy Valentine's Day. And see you next time. Thank you.